And if I ask you how much did you drink, you might answer, I what, a lot.
I just want to be another and get it.
If I ask you how much water did you drink, you might say, I what, a lot of water. I?
Well, I drink a lot of water or I don't drink a lot of water.
Okay. And
that's what I do. I don't drink very much water. Not as much as I ought to.
Okay. And you might ask me, how much have you?
How much do you drink?
Or how much have you?
Have you drank?
Okay. And if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around waiting to begin, what might you say to them?
Please sit down. Let's serve dinner.
Okay. And you say, so they all what down? So
they all sit down.
Okay. And you say, nobody else was standing. They had all already.
They all ready for lunch. If anybody else, come on. They all ready for lunch but you.
Okay. And you say, everybody else has what down?
Has sit down.
Okay. And if you wanted somebody not to wait until the potatoes were passed, you'd tell them, just go ahead and...
Help yourself.
Okay. So you say, so
or
he...
Or serve yourself. You can move go forward.
So he went ahead and what himself?
Served himself.
Or?
Served himself.
Or the other word, you...
Gotten his potatoes.
Or help. You said help
himself. He already helped himself.
Okay. And you say, he had already what himself?
Helped himself.
Okay. And if someone offers you some food and you decide you don't want it, you tell them, no thank you, I don't.
Mm-hmm. No thank you, I don't. I don't care for it or something.
Okay. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
Served a second time.
Yeah. What do you call that? When you have the same thing for supper that you have for lunch.
Well, you've had two servings.
Yeah, okay.
Two helpings. A lot of people says two helpings.
Okay. Do you use the word warmed over or warmed up or head over?
Yeah, warmed up or warmed over, head up. You can use all three words.
You've heard all three of them?
Yeah, we use all three of them here.
Okay. What is it? Does that all mean the same thing?
All mean the same thing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do you call peas and beets and so forth?
The vegetables.
Okay. And you grow them in a...
In the garden or plant bed, either one.
Garden or what?
Plant bed.
Okay.
You know, we have a plant bed, honey, where we have our tobacco plants. We have a canvas over it, and you can put the beets and carrots and radishes.
How's that any different from
and
the
celery, and it's covered with a canvas. You see, it comes on early, and it does when you put it in the garden, nothing over it.
Yeah. Do you need to check that again?
Well, I turned it off. That's up. That's at the freezer out there, Bonnie.
Okay. And this is something that is made from corn that's ground up.
Well, there are a lot of things, honey, made from corn that's ground up. That's meal.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking something that they have down south and they serve it for breakfast.
Mush?
No, I'm thinking of grits.
Oh. Yeah, but grits is not made out of corn, I don't think.
What's it made out of?
I think it's made out of wheat. I believe it is.
Okay, and what do you call whole grains of corn that you leach the outside skin off?
That you eat the whole corn?
No, it's made from grains of corn and,
the outside's took off?
Yeah.
Hominy.
Okay. And what about a starch that's made from a grain that grows in Louisiana or Arkansas? And people in Japan and China eat a lot of this.
Rice.
Okay. And what are some names for cheap whiskey?
Don't ask me a thing about whiskey for I don't know my name.
Okay, you haven't heard anything about people like making their own whiskey or beer?
Bootlegging, yeah, I've heard of it, but I've never saw it.
Okay.
But now they do have a mash, they claim, you know, they're sour something, I don't know what it is, but they're sour some kind of grain to make this mash, a meal, a flour, I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Okay, if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd tell someone just that, just what?
Go over that again.
Something was cooking and it made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd tell someone just
to smell.
Okay.
I'll take a good breath.
Okay. And